B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub app. Sports Hub.
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich. Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich talking about how a player on Miami was told after he hit Brady to not hit him anymore last Sunday. Will, go ahead.
Hey, I got to tell you, I'm sorry, I completely disagree with you. Yes, Brady is a professional, but every single one of those hits that he's taken would send any normal person to the hospital. You know, for him to be 42 years old, I'm not 42 years old, but I'd assume that's impressive, no matter what.
If I took a charge from LeBron James, I'd be knocked out. I mean, if I took a fastball from...
I started off saying that he's a professional. Like, obviously, he's a professional. He trains for this. He even does that wacky, flexible crap that he thinks he's going to absorb hits better. But, it's all-around impressive, the stuff that he does. He's a world-class athlete.
I understand that. But do you think that he would have played till he was 42 if he played in 1984?
I'd say a lot more years of his career he's been playing, taking hits like it was 84 than not, I'd say, or at least half his career. Plus college, too.
I think Fred's point here is valid. No quarterback lasted until they were 36 or 37 years old. But you can also say the same is not only true of Brady. It's true of Drew Brees, who's almost 40. It's true of Ben Roethlisberger, who's 37, 38. Brady's an extreme example, but all quarterbacks, not just Brady, are lasting longer.
Right. I mean, the game is completely different. It's fun to watch when NFL Network actually gets it together and doesn't play like unnecessary roughness and plays games from the late 70s. It's fascinating. Late 70s and 80s. I mean, these guys got killed.
And by the way, Brady taking shots at 42, he is a football player. He is used to this.
Well, that's the thing, is that people go, well, you couldn't do it. Yeah,
no, that's correct. I don't get paid to do it either.
Right, and I don't train. You know, I just have to sit here for 4 hours. I have to train myself to get up, not drive off a cliff. John, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I've been listening to the station the last couple of days, and it seems like you guys are a Boston station. It seems like all you guys do is rag on New England and Brady. You're yelling at him about being buddy-buddy with Antonio Brown.
We didn't do that. We didn't do that.
I know the guys last night, but you guys are
That's last night.
But hang on. Listen, we're not like a unified gang.
As a whole.
I'm not responsible for what the other shows say.
That's not true. I don't rag on New England sports. I'm on your side, sir.
No, but I certainly don't care if Brady hangs out with Antonio Brown.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm just... what I'm hearing this morning is you guys now saying, you know, basically you're calling him a wimp. And
that's Fred Tutcher. That's Fred Tutcher's doing that.
How did I call him a wimp? I said it's not. Wait, first of all, I never called him a wimp. Second of all, all I said was it's a guy that the kicker of the story was that a guy from Miami hit him and the official said to him, you can't hit him anymore. And so I said, which I think is a logical leap, that part of the reason Brady is as successful as he is at 42 are the rules of football have changed dramatically. I mean, how is that not logical?
Now, I would agree with that the rules have changed, but he's still, I mean, the guy has a gym in his house. He's working out every day, trying to stay in shape at 42 so he can come out and perform at a championship level.
I never said that he didn't train. Believe me, I'm well aware that he trains. All they ever talk about is his training. I said was that if it was a different era, there's no way he'd be playing at 42 at this degree.
You already said that's true for every quarterback, but it's true for every sport. I mean, come on, you guys need to lighten up on Brady.
No, it's actually not true.
Wait. Let me ask you something. You're a Patriots fan, I assume, correct?
No.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
How are we besmirching the reputation of Tom Brady? How is he under siege? He's stating facts. We know he gets special treatment. You have a guy who said a referee told him to stay off Tom Brady. Do you think any other quarterback in the NFL gets that treatment? Don't you think that's a bit strange?
I watch a lot of football.
I understand that, but answer the question.
In general, the referees try and protect the
I understand that, but I don't know if people are saying, all right, get off Ben Roethlisberger or stay away from Drew Brees. I think it's a little different. That's all.
Well,
we're not saying he's a bad quarterback. We're not saying he's a wimp. We're not saying any of that stuff. Again, Patriots fans of a certain age are so hypersensitive to anything. I'm a Patriots fan. I agree with this sentiment. He gets treated differently than everyone else, and that's not a bad thing to say. Thank God he plays for your team. That's the quarterback I want on my team because it means he's going to play 16 games.
Well, first of all, apparently last night someone said that they didn't like him hanging out with Antonio Brown, so that's our problem. Second of all, he works out a lot. Yeah, I know. Third of all, he's really good. Yeah, I know.
Just when I think there's hope for Patriots fandom, because it's been a while since we fielded a call like that, up pops another one. And it's like an arrow through my heart. Guys, you got to stop this. All of you, cut it out.
Yeah, he gets special treatment, and if he was playing in another era, he probably wouldn't be playing.
There's no need to defend the wall. There isn't. The wall's not under siege here.
I mean, this is a team that the biggest thing is if they're going to go 19-0. Nick, go ahead.
You guys are turning into Thugger and Maz. It's enough dealing with them from 2 to 6. Please, guys, don't be Thugger and Maz. Be yourselves. You guys are an awesome morning show, but these past couple days with all this drama going on, stick to the positivity. Let's not dwell on the crap going on.
What are you talking about?
What have we said that's negative today? He's gone.
What did we...
And stop comparing us to Felger.
It makes me want to break things when stuff like this happens.
Was Chief want to make him cheer outside for Felger and Maz? I think not. Listen, we're getting a segment out of it. Nick, go ahead.
Creative.
Yeah, right.
Couple things. One, Wallach, stop screaming. Like, you're screaming into my ear while I'm on hold. Your voice is wicked annoying. Stop screaming.
Okay.
That's one. Fred, I just don't like the way you're talking to all these callers. They're putting their heart and soul on their sleeves, and you're just, you know, you're bringing them down, man. That's not the slippery tea I know and love. You got to stay a beat, man. Tom Brady takes all these crazy hits, and he's out there, you know, running around the field, you know, crying sometimes, and you're just bringing down all these fans who, you know, just love him to shreds.
That's right.
That's all I got. Wallach, shut up.
That's right.
Now we're talking. Now we're doing wheelhouse stuff. Perfect.
That's right.
Good.
That's right.
People don't like my voice. People hate your negativity. Now we're back to, you know, carbon copy Monday through Friday stuff. Perfect.
All right. Alex, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, fellas? All right, so two quick points. The only reason Brady is still playing is because he's not dumb and he just falls down every time he thinks he's going to get hit. And no quarterback lasts until they're 40 in the 80s. But another thing I forgot what I was going to say, guys.
Don't worry about it. It happens to me all the time.
It's the awesome intimidation factor.
It happens to me all the time. All the time it happens to me.
But do you see what I'm talking about? I mean, there is that section of Patriots fandom that is out there, and they're quiet right up until the point where you say one bad word, and then they come at you in droves.
Well, the thing about this one is that it wasn't even bad.
That's the other thing. They think they hear something that didn't actually happen, and then all of them, like, scale the wall with pitchforks. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It is the reality of the world. But if you do get a chance, I do find it's fascinating to watch in like Super Bowls and stuff. I talked about it before. I've said before, Merlin Olsen's in the booth for one of the Pittsburgh Dallas Super Bowls, and Terry Bradshaw rolls out throws, and then it goes 1, 2, 3, and he's nailed with a helmet to helmet hit, and Merlin Olsen goes, "Yep, Bradshaw get his bell rung on that one." It's just like the way that those guys played, right or wrong, was something else. They would, I mean, the Dallas and the Raiders and all those teams, dirty. No wonder they were doing coke before the Super Bowl in Miami.
Yeah.
I would be too.
Which, by the way, to bring it back to our conversation about best football movies of all time, which is why I love North Dallas 40.
Yes.
Because that accurately portrayed what the athletes at that time were going through. So, I mean, I still can't believe it was on that, wasn't on that list. That's a crime.
It was obviously written by some. And by the way, North Dallas 40 came out when I was like 3. So you can't blame the age of it.
No, the age, actually, it was perfect. It was a period piece in that period, which was accurate.
Yes, absolutely. All right. We will be back with Dave Richard, fantasy football guru. He will answer all your fantasy questions. There's a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of injuries that have hurt people. We will talk to him in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports
I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's Dan saying about me?
Sorry. It's nothing important.
Wait, what was I saying about you?
No. It we're just messing with Nick. That's all this has to do with. It's nothing to do with you or the show, and it's not even worthy of bringing on air. We're just messing with Nick a little.
By the way, Nick and Bird have a very contentious relationship right now.
Why?
Because the week that Bird ran Twitch, it got to his head, and now he's yelling at Nick about running Twitch.
Really? And oh, that's uncalled
because
for.
Because Nick, when he was training Bird, was yelling him about Twitch, so... the tables have turned.
Fred, real quick, do you know the dynamic between us is you can talk to me through, you know, one of those speakers or your microphone, but not realizing that Nick hears everything in his studio as well.
Ah.
That's what John and I were kind of talking about.
Yes. As I said.
So when you say something, Nick, all of a sudden his head pops up like, oh, they're talking about me.
Ah, well. Mistakes
were made is Nick's theme this morning.
Okay, there you go.
True.
All right, Dave Richards, senior fantasy writer for CBSSports.com, joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. I texted you, and you never got back to me.
No way. I never got a text from you, Fred, because that's just not how I roll.
When did you text? Maybe you have a new number, because I texted you because I wanted to know who to replace Tyreek Hill with. And then I went to...
Why would you...
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm not dumping Tyreek Hill. I'm just saying...
I know.
...that who would be a receiver. And then I went Amendola, and Amendola didn't do nothing.
Yeah. Well, let's make sure you've got my number right.
All right.
Okay. There's a zero in it.
Okay. All right. There's all these quarterbacks are going down, and, you know, some of us have had Ben Roethlisberger, and, you know, there's usually quarterbacks laying around. Let's get specific. Josh Allen has been a decent fantasy player last week. Is he someone that in the world of fantasy football is worth picking up?
Yeah, absolutely. The problem is that he's already been picked up in a bunch of leagues. Last time I checked, he was only available in about a third of CBS Sports leagues, and it's because of what he said he wasn't going to do. He said he wasn't going to run as much. Well, he lied, because he's running plenty. He's getting touchdowns on the ground, and he's also got an improved receiving core and an improved offensive line, and I think that that's helping Josh Allen put up some good numbers. This week, he's up against Cincinnati. He's more than just a spot starter. He's a must start because of the matchup against the Bengals. It's really good for him. I wouldn't use him in week four, though. He's got the Patriots at home. That's probably going to be a tough matchup for him. So if you're in need of a quarterback and Josh Allen is available via trade, or if by some miracle he's out there on the waiver wire, I think he's a great place to start this week. Have him ahead of Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, and Jared Goff, in my rankings.
All right, Dave, I have three running backs that I thought were going to produce. Now all three are dealing with injuries. James Conner, Mixon, and Devin Singletary, who was a pleasant surprise till his hamstring injury last week. I need a waiver wire guy. What's your advice?
So see if Frank Gore is still out there, because that's the one who's going to replace Devin Singletary. And I feel terrible recommending Frank Gore, because it's Frank Gore and he really hasn't been good for like 6 years in fantasy. But he's also playing against that Bengals defense, and they allowed over 300 yards total to running backs last week on top of three touchdowns. They stink against the run. Now they're on the road. Gore should be the primary running back for Buffalo. It's a one-week deal only. I can't count on Frank Gore when he takes on the Patriots in week four or the Titans in week five, and then he's got a bye in week six. So this is a one-shot deal. I wouldn't trade for him, but if he's out there on the waiver wire, I think you can go and get him. But I'm going to give you two more running backs, John, that I think you can get something with eventually. Maybe a little bit of points this week, but maybe you stash him on your bench for a little while. One is Darwin Thompson, who could end up being the lead back for the Chiefs against the Ravens on Sunday, because Damian Williams and LeSean McCoy are banged up. Neither one of them practiced on Wednesday. The other one is Ito Smith of the Falcons, because Devontae Freeman has not looked good, and Smith has. I know everybody pays attention to the first game of the year. It's that dopey Hall of Fame game where nobody plays. Ito Smith played. It looked like he'd never played football before in his life. But the last two games, he's broken off some nice runs. He's running with patience. He's got great cutting ability. He's not a burner, but he seems to be doing better in the Atlanta offense than Freeman is. I know everybody took Freeman in round three. This is kind of a panic game for Freeman. If he doesn't get the job done this week against Indianapolis, potentially without their best defensive player, then it's going to be trouble for Freeman moving forward. So I'd like to have Ito Smith at least on my bench. And I'm going to give you one more because I'm feeling generous. Marlon Mack in that same game against Atlanta, he didn't practice on Wednesday. There's a chance with a calf injury that he doesn't play at all. Jordan Wilkins is going to be out there on the bench. I would put him in the same kind of bin as Frank Gore, the guy that you really don't want to feel comfortable starting, but you would do it anyway. As of last night, he was available in 99% of CBS Sports leagues.
All right, receiver. A lot of receivers. Who's out there?
I think Mecole Hardman and DeMarcus Robinson, those are the guys for the Chiefs who played big and in the first game without Tyreek Hill. I think they're probably long gone by now. But DJ Chark is probably still available, and he plays tonight against Tennessee. He's got a decent matchup against Malcolm Butler. That's one of the outside corners. You guys are familiar with him, obviously, from his days in New England. And Chark has been making plays with Gardner Minshew, 69-yard catch a couple weeks ago, and then the touchdown to pull Jacksonville within a point in week two. I think he's their number one receiver in Jacksonville. I don't think it's going to be D.D. Westbrook, at least not until Nick Foles comes back. Foles tended to favor the slot receiver. Minshew seems to be at his best when he's throwing to the sidelines, so D.J. Chark is a good sleeper there. Terry McLaurin, Nelson Aguilar, those are two receivers that I think you'll find. They're NFC East guys. McLaurin against Chicago won't be a popular play this week, but I think Nelson Aguilar could end up being a target hog for the Eagles. Probably their best receiver, although I also like the rookie that they've got, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. We know that there's not going to be DeSean Jackson this week. Doesn't look like Alshon Jeffery's going to play. So Arcega-Whiteside is another sleeper that you could roll with. And then one more sleeper at wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. His name is Devin Smith. Once upon a time, he was a second-round pick of the New York Jets, and then he tore his ACL. Took forever to get healthy. He's healthy now. He's replacing Michael Gallup in that Cowboys offense. And anybody that plays against the Miami Dolphins is going to be good for fantasy. And that's who Devin Smith is going to line up against on Sunday. So I think Devin Smith, a good, deep flyer. I like him better than the Eagles' replacements at wide receiver.
What about Tedgin Jr.?
I think that's a name that you remember from 5 years ago, and you think he's still got something good going for himself, and that's why you're asking about him. Don't do it.
All right.
Go with somebody new. Go with somebody a little bit new, different, off the beaten path. Sometimes he'll surprise you.
All right. Do you drop everyone from the Jets?
No, you don't drop Le'Veon Bell. He's still going to be awesome, especially in PPR leagues. But I think you can get away. And first of all, if it's a non-PPR league, yes, Crowder, Robbie Anderson, I don't see a lot of upside with them. And they play the Patriots this week. They're going to shut them down. you could drop them. There are a lot of names out there on the waiver wire that you can still find and get. You know, we talked about a bunch of them already today, and I think that you can come back to them when Sam Darnold comes back. Because I think a lot of people are going to say, Jets, I don't want that on my team, ew. And then when Darnold comes back, they just sound like a Valley girl, by the way.
Yes,
that was a little
you always do. I just assumed you were.
Well, no, I have a goatee. So I think I think you just wait until Sam Darnold comes back for the Jets, and then those guys will probably start to pop again. And one more Jet to keep in mind is Chris Herndon, their tight end.
Oh, yeah.
He's suspended, plus there's a bye week. I know you know about this, Fred. I think you've got him on your team.
I do have him on my team.
Perfect. You're not going to be able to use him until week six, but given the way that tight ends are, you'll take a chance on stashing somebody. And this is the time to get him on your team and stash him. He's still out there in about 50% of CBS Sports leagues. So you can find him, stash him. If you're streaming tight end, I think he's a good one to go and put claim on now.
All right. I'm playing Mike Lockhart this weekend, who came in last in our league last year.
Mike Lockhart came in last?
Yeah, came in dead last.
Yep.
Dead last.
Wow.
I'm
shocked. Because he
failed completely. Didn't get it done. But give me a strategy here. Because I got Jets galore. I got Le'Veon Bell and I got Robbie Anderson.
Okay, well, Le'Veon's not a bad guy to have. And at the very least, he should total 100 yards against the Patriots because they got nothing else going for them. Robbie, you can cut. We talked about...
Just cut him?
Like Devin Smith. Oh, yeah. What are you going to do with it? Do you really feel comfortable starting Robbie Anderson if Luke Falk is throwing to him?
No, but just to cut him, just cut him entirely?
I want you to kiss him on the forehead, wish him well, and send him on his merry way. Maybe even give him a pat on the tush on the way out the door if you want. You can always pick him up later. I don't think anybody's going to see Robbie Anderson on the waiver wire and go, I got to have him. There's going to be wideouts out there. Now, don't do it if the best available wide receiver on your waiver wire is somebody like Willie Snead. I don't think that that's the way to go. But if there's somebody out there that's got some upside and has some good games in front of them, we're talking about those Eagles receivers. We'll talk about Devin Smith. I think you can go ahead and make that move. Oh, I'll give you another guy at wide receiver, Deebo Samuel of the 49ers. He was their number one receiver last week. And I just think that he's the best receiver that they've got. Dante Pettis was drafted. Everybody thought that he'd be the guy. I think Deebo Samuel is a good yards after the catch type of receiver. I think he can create after he makes the catch. He's a good route runner. I think he's perfect for what Jimmy Garoppolo has. And he's out there, Fred, in 56% of CBS Sports leagues.
Not in mine.
Not in yours.
No.
See, this is the problem, is that in your league, you always have somebody stashed on somebody else's team.
Right.
And then I give you a name. Like, I bet somebody's got Devin Smith already. I bet somebody's already got DeMarcus Robinson in your league. So I kind of feel bad because I'm giving you all these names, and they're all gone. And
Devin Smith's gone. All right. Finally, John, go ahead.
One question. Andy Dalton has not only torpedoed many a Cincinnati Bengals season, but recently he's torpedoed my fantasy football season. This was like 4 years ago, but he started well this year, and I had a long conversation with another owner in our league. Dalton has actually done well the first 2 weeks. Is he someone to believe in moving forward?
So he's done well because John Ross is making these unbelievably fluky plays. Like last week, he catches a deep dig route and takes it to the house for a 66-yard touchdown. So, of course, Ross gets credit for that, and so does Andy Dalton because he threw the ball. It was a blowout, but it also counts in garbage time, I guess. And eventually, A.J. Green's going to come back. There are going to be some tough matchups along the way. I don't like his matchup at Buffalo this week, and then he's at Pittsburgh after that. Week 5 against Arizona, I like that one. You could consider him a streaming option. I think some people are forced to turn to Andy Dalton this week if they lost Breeze or Roethlisberger and they can't get their mitts on Josh Allen or Matthew Stafford or any of the other quarterbacks that might have been out there. The position is starting to dry up a little bit. Your options are probably going to be between him and Jacoby Brissett. And I don't know if Brissett is necessarily a worse option. He's a better option this week than Andy Dalton because he's going up against the Falcons. That's a defense that I think is a little shaky. And Brissett has been very efficient. He had 3 touchdowns last week, 2 the week before. He should have had 3 the week before. He's not a bad option to carry moving forward if you're streaming quarterbacks.
All right, Dave Richards, senior fantasy writer for CBSSports.com. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
You got it, Fred. I look forward to getting your texts. We'll get the numbers figured out, and I'll be able to tell you to pick up Zay Jones off your waiver wire.
All right, very good. We appreciate it. Well, in studio will be the Bankroll Boys. Rich, very upset at the Bankroll Boys.
And by the way, Rich doesn't get angry at much. But, I mean, the Bankroll Boys have hit on just about every pick they've made except for the ones they've given Rich.
And Rich is in a pretty deep hole now.
Yeah, he's not pleased.
Yeah, he's close to a grand in the hole, I think. So we will talk to the Bankroll Boys. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's an app. Austin's home for sports.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. No!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in his chest.
Oh! 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, the Bankroll Boys. Brought to you by Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River Casino, or Twin River and Tiverton Casinos. You can now bet on sports anywhere in Rhode Island. Mobile sports betting is now live. Register for your free account now at sportsbetrhodeisland.com. And the Over Under 98.5 podcast is going exceptionally well. There is a definite TNR bump, and you are hitting these charts. 119 on the podcast chart, the 53rd most downloaded on Sunday, and you're making people money. You were both at 70% over the last week, and you were 0-for-4 with Rich, and he is now $800 in the hole.
Yeah. Something I'm sure he plans on reminding you of shortly.
Yes. Yeah, I was wondering where he is right now.
Yeah. He's working on something for 8 o'clock that I'm very much looking forward to. Yeah, he's working on it. He's got to do a job to pay you guys off.
That's right.
All right.
Out there panhandling.
It's all right. It's a long season. And again, just to throw it out there, like, you guys call us the Bankroll Boys because we bet multiple games. And in the end, we come out on top. It's hard. Every week we get a guy, hey, what's your one big play? What's your one big lock? It's just not our style. It worked last year with Rich. It worked.
We have a good picture of the two of you posing with him with a wad of cash.
Yeah, so he's still up.
He's
with
still
us,
up
by the way.
He's up like over 20. He's still up over $2,000.
Yeah,
we paid him out like $3,500 last year.
Oh, really?
Cash. Wow!
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that much.
Yeah.
Okay, so just for the season, he's down $800. Yeah. So he's got to go $1,600 today.
That's right. Double or nothing.
No, if I was
that's called a chase, there, Fred. Let's go to chase.
You don't want a chase.
Desperation. No, we don't.
He's got plenty of money. You don't worry about it. I'll put the bet in for him. $1,600 he's got.
Okay, fair. Yeah. And you know what? Let's really double down. Two massive point spreads in the NFL this week. Patriots, you have it here on your sheet as 22.5. I've seen it as high as 23. And the Cowboys are minus 21 against the Dolphins. How do you feel about those two teams covering those two large numbers?
I said last week I wouldn't take the Patriots or the Dolphins, but I would lean Dolphins. I don't want to touch the Pats again. I mean, if you're looking for any of those four, I'd probably go Cowboys. I mean, Miami just got blown out at home by, again, a divisional team, which is a team they should know better. And now Dallas is at home, and Miami's flying into Dallas. If you're looking to lay a really big point spread with anyone, I would lay it with Dallas. But I'm telling you, I'm not touching either of those games. I think there's been 7 point spreads in the history of the NFL since 1993 that are 20 points or more. In those 7 games, teams that are the favorites are 7-0 straight up and just 1-6 against the spread. So I really don't want to touch either one of those because I'd obviously like to lean the favorite, but at some point there is going to be value on the dog and taking the points.
All right, so you're not touching either of those.
I love the Cowboys.
Okay.
I mean, these big spreads here, Miami's in tank mode. They're absolutely tanking. They can't score. I don't know who their quarterback. They said Fitzpatrick will be out there again. And Rosen got hurt last week, so I don't know what's happening with that. The Cowboys are very good. Kellen Moore, who was their former quarterback, is now their offensive coordinator. I'll be interested to see how they do without Gallup. He's going to miss some time. But they look really good. They're going to be the heavy favorite now in the NFC, I think, going forward. But They should cover 21.5. They covered last. They've covered every single game this year. Last week they covered the halftime spread as well, which is something that we do weekly. So I like the Cowboys. The Patriots and Jets always play these tug of war games. Luke Falk stinks.
Yeah.
He was a former sixth round pick, played at Washington State.
That's a little much. I mean, he was pretty good at Washington State.
Well, yeah, that was the offense.
He was good
in
the
air raid offense. Throw every down if you're half decent and you play all those cupcakes before you get to the Pac-12. Well,
fine with me. He was good in the air raid offense.
There's two players to watch on the Jets. It's the kid, who's the quarter? Le'Veon Bell, and then Robinson, I believe, is the receiver. But, and then Jalen Adams, you got to watch out for him. Like, that guy's, you guys were talking about him earlier. He don't care. He's just going to hit everybody out there. Besides that, the Jets have nothing. Their offensive line stinks.
You mean Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams. That guy can hit. He's crazy.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'd like to see what he can do this weekend. But for the most part, I think the Pats, I don't know, they get that, like, that look in their eye. Like, they just want to destroy everybody, and they don't care. They want to run up the score.
No, this is 2007 all over again. We were talking about this yesterday. This is one of those years where, and you saw the Patriots throw, what, three passes out of the shotgun up 37?
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of those years where Belichick will put it to anybody he can.
The only thing I'll say is the 22.5, like you mentioned, it's going up to 23. I sometimes like to get them at 21. Because if, let's say it's like buy the point down a little bit. Only reason why I say that is
Lifshatz is shaking his head. No,
he doesn't like buying points. I do, but that's when you have the luxury of a bankroll. It's what you do.
Right.
But you know, I'd rather if let's say they win by a backdoor cover comes in and it's 21. At least you get the push out of it instead of losing by the point and a half.
All right. Tonight, Titans -1 at the Jaguars. If I take it you're both playing this game as it is the only game on tonight.
No, there's a college game.
Oh, there's a college game as well.
Houston and Tulane. I actually like the college game better. Where's the game?
That's important.
It's Tulane.
Ah.
Tulane got a good quarterback. Good offense this year.
Underrated.
The Green Wave.
All right. So the Green Wave. So this is the play tonight?
No. We were just discussing it. But one of the things that primetime unders have hit, I've taken the under in every single primetime game this year, first half in for the game, and they've all hit. So should we continue that trend tonight? The total is 39 between the Titans and Jacksonville.
Oh my God.
Like 39 seems low.
Yes, it seems very low.
Yes. All right.
Wow.
A degenerate special this weekend. If I'm sitting around the house on a Saturday.
I got one.
What is the degenerate
special? So it's not truly degenerate, but it's Boston College. Who lost last week against Kansas.
Typical BC.
Kansas.
All right,
who sucks?
By the way, Kansas scored 7 points at home and lost to Coastal Carolina, an FCS school, the week before they came to BC and scored 48 points and beat them by 24.
Shut up, Wallach. Sup, a-holes?
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Picking some winners, are you?
We're picking winners, but not for you. I'm sorry.
Everyone but me now. Will Brinson has a theory that you're doing that on purpose to make me look like a jackass.
Maybe.
No. Well, listen, last week I said to take the Falcons, and he said to take the under.
You're putting this on Lipschitz?
Well, no, I'm putting it on you.
Well, what the hell?
No. We gave
kind
you
of a
two picks.
Move, Joe Murray.
We gave you two picks, and you chose the wrong one.
All right. Can you agree on one?
Well, they have several theories. First of all, they say that you're still way up.
You're way up, dude.
Oh, from last year. This is the season. I'm way down.
That still counts.
What do you mean? That's still way up. Listen, I don't bankroll that stuff. I spread the love.
Yeah, you make it rain in a club is what you do.
Pretty much. For my friends.
That's right.
All right, Rich, if you had to choose one between the Patriots -22.5.
You're
the
genius.
No,
you're the bank
you.
Effing roll boys. I'm the guy who's $800 in the hole.
I told you this is going to happen. Right. I told you.
I need
you
money.
Dumb. Okay, here's
give
the
me,
deal.
Give me right. something that will
okay.
not
There's
lose.
There's a sponsor for this.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Something that will not lose.
He is going to bet $1,600.
That is not the
double
case.
Double or nothing.
You have it's to bet $1,600.
I'm not going to bet $1,600. I'm $800 in the hole.
No, but you're up with the.
Then I'm down $2,400 if I lose. No, I'm not going to do that.
And you're still up overall.
No, you're not down $2,400. You're down $1,600.
If I bet $1,600, I'm already $800 in the hole. It's $2,400.
You meant $800. So huh? Yeah, so if he wins, he goes back to normal.
Yeah. Yeah, so bet 6,000. No, bet you don't have to
bet 800 bucks.
Just bet like 300-400 at a time. There's no reason. You don't need to make it all back.
Well, that's no fun.
Okay. It's fun for us.
Not my money, man. I don't care.
It's fun for us watching you guys squirm.
Is there a pick that you both agree on that is the Stone... Oh, jeez.
Right, so the Stone Cold Lock of the Week, and you can both give us one. It's brought to you by the Sportsbook Rhode Island.
I'll give you one.
Twin River and Tiverton Casino. I would have no problem gambling with them, but I don't want to steal your steez.
I got a college bet. He's got a college bet.
I have a college bet for you. You can.
I love BC over Rutgers. I think Rutgers is the terrible program.
See, I hate doing bets on this because I know nothing about either one of them.
Yeah, well, BC just lost off a loss.
I wouldn't bet BC if I had all the money in the world.
This is like betting on Flacco, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly what this is.
Did you see that Flacco bet last week, by the way?
Is it at BC?
They lost to Kansas last week at home. Why would you ever bet that?
Why would you touch Boston College?
Is it at BC?
Because I like money.
No, they're at Rutgers.
It's at Rutgers. I tried to explain that.
Listen, everyone's Rutgers is the worst run program.
Did you not watch what happened last week to Boston College?
No, Kansas beat Rutgers by like 30 the other year.
Stay away. Do not touch
Boston College. All right, are you guys recording? You're going to record the podcast,
tonight.
Right?
Yeah, we're doing it.
I want you guys to agree on one game.
No, they got
to
do it now.
Yes,
and tell me tomorrow.
No, this doesn't help us.
I'm just going to give you my. Best play, whatever, because everyone asks what your best play is. I'm just going to give you my best play. How about that? Okay, it's not actually my best play, but it's my favorite. Okay, right? Because there's no system. I don't have a best play. They're all unless it's a gigantic play. I pretty much bet everything the same size. Louisiana Tech at home versus Florida International, who barely beat UNH last week. Backdoored the 13. I was really high on Florida International coming into the year. They have been garbage. Their quarterback's been hurt. Their offensive line, they've lost three offensive linemen. Their defense has been absolutely terrible. They're allowing points to FCS teams all over the place, and they got absolutely crushed by Tulane week one. They're facing Louisiana Tech, who's been a very good, middle-of-the-road FBS team, and they're always good in Conference USA. They're home laying seven.
What's the bet?
Louisiana Tech -7 at home versus Florida International, who people will love Florida International this week for whatever reason.
All right, I'm taking Florida International.
Okay.
Whoa, you're fading us.
Wow.
Yes.
Fade or follow, baby.
I'm not listening to anything you guys are saying.
I like this approach.
How much anger is there? How much?
Okay, I was thinking about this.
Boo.
If I lose $200, I'm $1,000 in the hole. And that's
$200, please.
I'm going $200.
You get table served. You get bottle service.
I won't if I keep losing this money.
That's a night out with your family. $200.
This is Richie Bottle Service, Bobby Bottle Service, the Nick Kroll character.
So is it 200 or can you?
We're doing 200.
Then we're not going to do this anymore. If you're betting $200, it's stupid. It's no fun. $200.
I'll take you $200.
What's that?
I'll take you $200.
Oh, please.
I actually like Dan's bet. I like this one.
Hey, all right.
I agree with you, Dan.
Well, there it is.
Then I'm super good at Florida, whatever
it is. $1,000.
No, I'm not betting $1,000. You bet $1,000. I've already got $1,000 if I lose this.
But I'm not going to steal your bet.
Steal my bet. Go for it. Please, by all means.
All right, I'll bet you $5,000.
Ooh.
Well,
all right.
$1,000. Let's just.
I think you just stole the bet.
Who's paying this?
$5,000 on who?
And whatever the hell they said.
Not 5,000. 1,000.
Would you shut up, Joe?
No, that's as high as we go. Who's paying this?
I got to get their bankroll.
Okay. $5,000?
No, I'm not taking 5,000.
Whoa. All right.
Would you take 5,000?
I'd take 1,000. I won't take 5,000.
Dan will take 5,000. Look at that face.
No, I won't.
What's the highest you take?
I thought about it, but
$1,000.
Yeah, I think,
All right, start there, Fred. If the most they'll take is 1,000, it's 1,000.
If you want, how about this? I'm sure we can find someone to book your action for $5,000, but
I'm not doing it.
Neither am I.
All right. Well, listen, if you're not going to take my money, then I...
and Fred, we did have Arizona State last week against Michigan State, which was...
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Even though that was a stolen victory, but yes, indeed.
Great. It was a great win for us.
Yeah.
Hit on the money line.
Yeah, if only the officiating was better. All right.
I do like the Lions this week, by the way.
Who are they playing?
They are playing the Eagles. They're +7 right now at the moment. Eagles did not practice yesterday. They're off of Sunday night.
Busted up.
I know the Eagles are at home, but opened up at 8.5, now down to 7. I kind of like the Lions.
And Rich, are you betting? Are you gambling?
I want a better bet than that. I don't want to watch a Louisiana Tech game. I want there to be a game. You guys, on your podcast, think of an NFL bet that I can bet on. All right?
Would you bet the Lions?
I would, bet the Eagles.
They look pretty good.
So you like the Eagles, okay?
Well, I just because you guys like the Detroit,
I've seen
right?
the Lions. The Eagles. Okay, so you're gonna fade
Eagles +7. Yes,
that's fine.
All right, how much are you gonna
$200? $200.
Oh, so boom. You got the Eagles. I got the Lions.
Okay. -7.
Okay,
boom. Yeah. Done. So the Eagles got to win by 7.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So there you go. Small time Richie Rich.
And Rich, we're crushing it. I'm sorry. That's not our
and
style.
And that makes it even worse.
I know.
Like, you are killing it.
So then put $200 on everything and not one thing.
I've had to mute you. It's like rubbing it in. With every tweet, I know you're going, F you, Rich.
All right.
F you.
All right.
The one bet you sucked on. How about this?
I'll give you $2,000 to spend as you will.
Just to give us $2,000?
Okay, $2,000, you spread it around.
Okay.
There it is. Yeah,
what do you want? What do you... So what do I get out of this?
Okay, charge me a vig. I'll give you $2,000.
So $2,200.
Yes,
for $2,000.
Yes, here's $2,000. You just email me what the bets are.
Wow,
and then there you go.
Can't lose, guys. Can't lose.
All right, we'll talk about this off the air.
Okay. You just won a guy a tremendous amount of money last week.
We did.
I mean, this is an investment. Like I feel safer with you. Than like some Japanese company I've never heard of.
It's true.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, don't seem like you want to do it, don't you?
No, I do. No, I'm in. We
have to figure out how we're going to do it.
They're feeling the pressure is what this is. This is a little, you put a little pressure on the
board. I just want to know what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out the logistics because it's not like, you know exactly what you're going to bet every week. You know, you go into it, there's like 400.
So for every 500 I put in, I'll put 500 of Fred's money?
Okay, that's fine. I like that.
All right, fair enough. And then we'll come back and see how that works.
All I know is that the pain that I feel in my heart might actually only match the strangeness of what's going to happen next on this show.
I got to tell you, I don't often look forward to things. I'm very, very much looking forward to this.
We don't even need to say anything?
I just said I'm looking forward to
just,
it.
Just
I'm not giving anything away.
Right after the commercial break.
Okay.
This is why I have $2,000 to give these guys. What's happening at 8 o'clock?
Oh, yeah.
All right, very good. We will return.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.